AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a threat to our national security. That's how former Vice President, now Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden describes what President Trump is saying. The president says he would be open to the idea of getting dirt on a rival from a foreign power.
A 2016 meeting his son had with a Russian lawyer offering dirt on Hillary Clinton was a central part of the special counsel's Russia probe. The president says he'd be open to accepting such negative information in 2020.
I think I'd want to hear it.
The president's comments in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos came weeks after he pledged not to use such information, saying he didn't need it. Now he says there's nothing wrong with listening.
If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI.
But says there's no obligation to do that, saying his own FBI director was wrong in saying last month the Bureau should be told about such offers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Memphis police say 25 officers were injured and 3 people arrested overnight at the scene of a deadly shooting by federal authorities. Police say after a man suspected of several felonies was shot, he rammed police vehicles and produced a weapon. Then a group of protesters gathered and some started throwing rocks and bricks at officers, who fired tear gas, breaking up the crowd. 6 suspects now in custody in the Dominican Republic, 4 others still on the loose after baseball legend David Ortiz was shot there Sunday night. Authorities say this was a targeted hit. Our Ed Donahue has more.
Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by 2 men on a motorcycle and 2 other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting.
In Boston, Ortiz is recovering. His wife says he's able to sit up. This is AP Radio News. Hockey's best, the Blues, finally have their first Stanley Cup championship.
Nightmares of Bobby Orr no more. The St. Louis Blues are Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history. The Blues ended their 52-year title drought with a 4-1 Game 7 win over the Bruins, 49 years after losing their last Cup final on Orr's iconic leaping goal. Ryan O'Reilly's tip-in and Alex Petrangelo's late backhand goal had St. Louis up 2-0 after 1. Braden Chen and Zach Sanford scored in the third. Blues rookie goalie Jordan Binnington stopped 32 of the Bruins' 33 shots in the win. Boston was denied its 7th Cup title and first since 2011. Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
It's the next big thing, meat alternatives. Now Tyson Foods, one of the world's largest meat producers, says grocery stores will start selling its meat alternatives this summer. Nuggets made from pea protein. A blended burger will follow this fall. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.